Thank you, Chair. In order to act speedily, I just say that I fully support deletion of two last sentences as proposed. Also, I wholeheartedly support the proposal, Mr. Fortot, to divide between the paragraphs. I think the first sentence of paragraph four is essential because it basically projects the message that the various authentic languages are not in contradiction with each other. They all have a reference to the auxiliary or helpfulness character of subsidiary means. When it comes to the next sentence, which I hope can become the beginning of a new paragraph five, I think there is a misunderstanding in the reference to the Latin because it says derived from the Latin subsidiarius, subsidiarius, which refers to something that provides assistance, etc. While what follows is actually the accepted meaning in English. So I would substitute which with and, because it means the terms as expressed in English refers to something that provides assistance. And you will see from the enumeration, and if you go back to the various versions of the Oxford English Dictionary from the 1910s until today, before talking about any subsidiarity, there is a reference to auxiliary. So the old and